Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. And I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 or 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, that is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisoners in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
Now learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and it was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. And he messed around. He saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know. He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's here. He said, I won't know what's in the door. He said, you sure you won't see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what happened is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on Pity Way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places. I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he will.
People who live in towns and cities in Uganda and many other African countries have some access to grid electricity to light their homes and power their businesses. But many rural people aren't connected at all. But simply waiting for the grid to arrive isn't good enough for entrepreneurs like Moses Akera. He recognizes there's a good business to be made harnessing the power of the sun.
I really prefer solar to be used in the community like this because it remains the property of the clients. You don't pay bills and you don't buy fuel like somebody using generator.
So solar energy is the best option for many rural Ugandans. But being new to the industry, many solar retailers like Moses were struggling to make their businesses a success.
We don't have capacity to advertise ourselves, our products. We don't have capacity to have quality technical training.
So the Rural Energy Foundation, a not-for-profit organization, introduced the Solar Now program in 2007. Its aim, to spread the benefits of electricity throughout rural Africa by providing training and support to existing solar retailers like Moses. And they encourage other retailers and entrepreneurs to start selling solar equipment from scratch.
Most of these retailers need to be supported in terms of training so that they can be able to run their businesses better. They also need support in terms of market awareness, because so many people out here in the field do not know about solar, so we need to come and enlighten them.
As well as training, the Rural Energy Foundation loans retailers portable demonstration kits, which they use to drum up business in local markets.
What we're trying to do is, these people are off-grid and they do not have access to electricity. So we're trying to show them how solar can improve their lives. For instance, we try to show them how they can make money from solar. For instance, here with us we have a shaver, so they can use this to have barbershops. We also show them how they can use it to use light at their homes. See, when you have this light in your house, the children can study at night. They can use it in their shops to work longer hours, and they can use it at home.
If retailers want to use the Solar Now brand, they have to commit to providing high-quality installations and good after-sales service. The Rural Energy Foundation helps them achieve this by training solar technicians.
We're trying to get the entrepreneurs to sign service contracts, so when they sell the product, it also comes with after-sales service. Let's say they have to check to make a phone call to the customer after a certain period to check if the system is working. And then till after some time through the service contract, they also have to go and actually do the inspection of the system.
The Rural Energy Foundation has trained over 200 retailers in 9 African countries. So far, they've sold 57,000 solar home systems and 36,000 solar lanterns. They've helped at least 400,000 people, saved nearly 5 million litres of kerosene and 12,000 tons of CO2 each year. Basil Okelo is impressed and has decided to buy the equipment from Moses to set up his own solar barbershop and phone charging business. He's taking advantage of a credit scheme which helps entrepreneurs buy equipment from Solar Now retailers to get their businesses going.
Solar Now is giving me a loan. I'm going to make a down payment of 25% now. Later, in 3 months' time, I'll make another 25%, making a total of 50%. Then the remaining I'll complete within a period of a year.
With his system now installed, Basil is optimistic about the future.
Because this is a new investment I'm going into. I have never been into this business before. But as I see, I have the expectation that I'll make money.
Moses is growing his solar retail business too. He already had a shop in town. With support from the Rural Energy Foundation, he's now set up a small village branch to cater specifically for his rural customers.
Rural Energy Foundation is very important to us. If they help us training technicians, we shall be in position to expand all over.
We hope that others will also adopt the private sector development approach. We don't want to be unique. We want to spread the word that this is a really efficient approach to get the technology diffused deeply into the rural markets.
The Rural Energy Foundation plans to expand into other African countries and broaden its range of sustainable technologies. Solar panels are now becoming a common sight here on homes, and shops buy them as well to run radios and offer phone charging, increasing their income and enabling people to communicate. And to everyone's delight, the local bar has installed a fridge powered by the sun. The owner is pleased with his investment.
Yeah, we're happy. Of course, it's cold. The beer tastes better. And so I get more customers.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm, feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Lou Berry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody body feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four car garage and we're still building on. Maybe in time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luke and Bach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Luke and Bach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. Let's go to Luke and Bach, Texas, William Waylon and Boy. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Luke and Bach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
We had an abbreviated week this week. We start, well, Monday and Tuesday was Blog Talk was down, but Blog Talk is back up 100%, chat rooms and all. So today here on It's My House or DIY Housing TV, jump off title for today, Micro and Tiny Towns Network. That's what we're setting up. Actually, we're tapping into. Micro towns, that's our thing. So we're building a network of those, like Maventown, Texas. And then tiny towns are towns that already pre-existed, and they have a certain population, you know, small population or tiny population. So we're tapping into that. It's virtually like, man, it's like an untapped market. There are a number of towns, like there's 108,000 towns in the United States, you know, give or take. And a lot of those towns don't have, you know, any businesses. You know, no convenience store, no general store, no nothing. And then some have, maybe the only type of business they might have might be a church or a few churches, but, you know, no, they have to go to the next town or two towns over, you know, to buy, you know, whatever, you know, food, groceries, cleaning supplies, all that type of stuff. So anyway, so Microtown and Tiny Towns Networks. And let's see, it's been a few days since we've done a Tiny Town highlight. So we're up to Tiny Town number 39. Up to Tiny Town 39. And today's Tiny Town highlight will be Learned, Mississippi. Learn, Mississippi. Now, somewhere I read it had a population of 56 people, but here on Wikipedia, I've got a population of 94 people. And it's part of the Jackson, Mississippi metro area in Hines, depends on how you pronounce it, County, Mississippi. The community of Learned, Mississippi was named after Mr. Learned, they don't have a first name with that, who was an early settler of this particular town, and let's see, there were 22 households in Learn, Mississippi. Let's see, the median income was like a little bit over $40,000. Learn, Mississippi is the home of Rabul Academy, a small private school serving Redmond, Edmonds, Bolton, Utica, and Learn, Mississippi. That's all we have on it. You know, that's off Wikipedia. Oh, here it is. Yeah, so if you, like, we're going with population 56. So population 56. One place they got 90-something, but we're going with 56. So that's Learn, Mississippi. That's our tiny town highlight for today. Now, as I mentioned, the jump-off title, Micro and Tiny Town Network. Let's see. We have Abiding Faith Housing Ministries. So we'll be targeting a lot of these micro and tiny towns because a lot of them are media deserts. So Abiding Faith Housing Ministries will be focusing in those places. We'll be setting up our own micro townships, which will be, at least the ones that I personally set up, they'll be manufacturing villages. We'll be making stuff. Now, we'll be making stuff like dog houses, tiny houses, sheds, but a lot of, you know, a lot of off-the-grid cabins. Let me put it that way. We'll be manufacturing a lot of housing parts, floors, walls, roofs, trusses. We'll be doing housing parts that, you know, you can assemble them, you know, wherever you get them. And then we'll be setting up our own villages, little tiny micro villages, tiny towns, or micro towns. That's how we're going to be rolling with that. There'll be local chapters of It's My House. So if you want a local chapter, and that can be in a larger city, but if you want a local chapter of It's My House right in your neck of the woods, contact me and let me know. We're working on boots on the ground radio stations where we'll be targeting in on, you know, for instance, we have listeners from all over the globe that listen to It's My House. Some might be in Africa, some might be in Asia, you know, Europe, and different parts of the United States. But you take a person that's listened to this program in Nome, Alaska, or Bangor, Maine. If we have a build event in somewhere in Florida, more than likely, they're not going to come. They might come once a year or once every few years, but, you know, we're setting up on-the-ground communications where going with local terrestrial radio stations where if we have an event, you know, you can actually come there and build with us, break bread and build with us. So that's what we're setting up. We'll announce it as we set those up. So we're aligning ourselves with boots on the ground radio stations, and then we're setting up shop in media deserts because there's a lot of towns or communities around the globe, particularly here in the United States, that they don't have no newspaper, no TV, you know. So we're setting up in those places. And then, of course, we hang our nail on Isaiah 65:21, build houses. Some of you can live in them, or you can have somebody else live in them. So that's what we have. That's what we have. So anyway, Blog Talk was down for two solid days, or two and a half, one and a half solid days, but it is back up. There's four, because we took Monday and Tuesday off. It was totally down on Monday. But now they're back up as normal with live programs around the clock, on-demand programs as usual, archives are up, and live chats. We typically don't do a chat room, but other people do. So Blog Talk is back up. But during that time, because everybody's got a – well, not everybody. But most people have a smartphone now, which is the new transistor radio. So essentially, we've been I can tell you this was coming. Let's see. We'll be setting up boots on the ground in Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi. We got that in the works. And – here in Florida, we're establishing two boots on the ground. Well, they're already radio stations. We don't own them, but we'll be on there with our own program. Now, it'll be a sanitized, well, it'll be a different version for this. And that'll be coming, all of that's coming under Abiding Faith Housing Ministries. It's My House and DOI Housing TV. That's like internet stuff where we're, you know, uncensored, but we sort of have to regulate ourselves. So, but we want a boots on the ground market, because internet is high tech, social media is high tech, but boots on the ground terrestrial radio is high touch. So when you meet people face to face, and then we'll have weekly build projects. Weekly, but we'll be building something every week. You know, we might build a doghouse, and we build that doghouse, and when it's complete, which will probably be within a day or two, we put it up on, eBay or Etsy or Facebook Marketplace, and we sell it for income. So we'll have podcasts to explain all that. And then we'll also be looking at on the radio program, and then offline events, solving, you know, behind on your back to property tax, you know, we'll have talks on that. But like I say, the main thing with the local radio stations is we'll have local events where we'll get together and we'll document all this and put it up on YouTube and all this other stuff where you can watch it on demand. But you'll actually see that, like I say, high tech is one thing, but I haven't found anything that can be high touch. And high touch is me and you meeting face to face, and we're building something. All right, so we'll be doing housing parts, tiny house housing parks, tiny houses, off-the-grid cabins, dog houses, and chicken coops. And we will be putting them up on Etsy, and all of it is going up on Etsy or eBay or Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist. And you know, making money with it. All right, let's go to the phone lines. That's my rant for today. So let's see what you guys have to say. It's Thursday. And 813 area code, your mic is open.
Hello, everyone. So Abiding Faith Housing Ministry is active and full of that. So
right.
We are online. We will have our banking account. It's going to be open today, and we are open for business. Congratulations!
Right. Yeah. Matter of fact, that's why I was late starting. That's why I was late starting up today. I was on the phone with a radio station. We'll announce the radio stations here quick. I mean, not today, but, you know, shortly.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're doing boots on the ground in certain locations. But yeah, right, well, two in different cities and markets.
Yeah.
And then Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee.
I think it's a great idea because you remember old-time radio. Remember when they used to come out in the radio stations would get out in the van and they
right.
would go and put the table somewhere. They would broadcast from a local park or whatever. Or they would have contests and giveaways and hunts, you know, stuff like
right.
that. So I love it. Boots on the ground radio. So you got
yep.
you got to bring back that old time radio to the community. Radio was you didn't just listen to the radio. You never. I mean, we were
right.
so.
Yeah, radio was community based. Yeah, so that's,
yeah.
that's what we're doing. We're getting back to the basics.
But we live radio. Radio, we didn't just listen to it. Remember how much care we would put into first it was the transistor radio. Then it,
right.
then it came the bro boxes where they would have those big boxes of portable music on their
oh,
shoulders.
Yeah,
you remember?
Yeah, boom boxes.
Listening to the radio, walking down.
Right.
Okay, I mean we have such a relationship with radio in the community. So I'm glad to, with everything going digital, you're losing a lot of that. And it's and
right.
it's, when you turn on. So now it's not even commercialism that you're hearing. It's just artificial intelligent programming, predictive programming that some machine or some person put in some parameters, and now you're only hearing 10 songs on the radio all day. On most
yeah, well, we're not. Yeah, we'll be live. We're
yeah.
all. We won't do anything recorded. When we do the radio, it'll be all live and in real time, and then we'll be actually helping people solve real time housing or even personal finance issues. So if you're behind on your property taxes, here are the strategies that you can learn in real time to solve those issues. If you got stuck and you have somebody in front with a reverse mortgage, here's some strategies on how to get on top of that. You know, if you're facing foreclosure, eviction, you know, here's some strategies. Now, we might not be able to help you with your current situation, but we can tell you what you can do where you won't get ass out. And, of course, on radio, we can't use language like ass out. So, but it'll be in real time, building, and then we'll be doing we're going to come up with, I guess, a breakfast show type thing. We're going to fit that in some kind of way where we're actually going to have a meal, break bread and eat. So we'll be eating, and if you can catch us online live, but if you want to attend a live event where you're actually sharing the meal with us and then we're going to build something. And what I'm looking forward to is, like, what time is it here? It's 11:22 a.m. So let's see, it's brunch time. Not quite lunch, a little bit after breakfast, so we call it brunch. So let's say we got a person that is, man, they don't have a place to stay. All right. And, you know, by 8 o'clock this time of year is going to be, because pretty soon, you know, it's going to be getting dark in about month and a half from now, at 5:30, 6 o'clock it's going to be. So they're going to need something. So we're going to have brunch, and then we got to build after that because by nightfall they have to have a roof over there. So we're going to have live programs that you'll be able to see. And if you can't see it, well, you know what? Like I say, the smartphone is the de facto new transistor radio. So, That's definitely, you know, some of the things that we'll have coming for you.
Breaking news. I'm listening to the Maui fires, right, on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
There are investors and people going in and offering people money to buy their properties to the displaced people. They're taking advantage of the situation. They're gonna offer mortgages and stuff like that, but all of it's gonna be predatory. Right?
That sounds like a predatory.
I'm watching this guy now, and he's got boots on the ground talking to people in the community, asking them about their experience. And they are setting up classes, right? Now, everything is burned out to ashes down there, but there are some areas that are like on the other side of where the fire happened. So they are going to have classes, and they're going to teach people how to handle the insurance and how to use strategies to recover and stuff like that. And we might want to look into a boots on the ground radio station out there to see what we can do
for instance, from what I'm listening to, from what you told me, let's take Maui, that's out in Hawaii. All right, they're offering money for people who've had their houses burned down or whatever. I can tell you what's going to happen with that right now.
What it is, okay, so let's give the full background. The area that was hit, and it was just, it was not the whole island of Maui burned down, just a very specific city that used to be the capital seat of the kingdom of Hawaii, not the state of Hawaii, the kingdom of Hawaii, before it became the United States. You understand? And,
right.
and so that's like a revered, hallowed, prime place, and they want to go in and take it and develop it. They also want to turn it into a 15-minute city. Okay.
Okay.
So, and so they moved in 1998. They moved the capital seat from there to Honolulu. But the people that live in Lanai, I can't say it starts with the L, but they the people that live and work there, and property owners, landowners, all of that, they're native people, indigenous to the land, right?
Right.
And so you know how they don't want black and brown people to have certain wealth. So it was a lightning strike, I believe, that was targeted. Okay? It was a man-made lightning strike because they said that there were winds of 40 miles per hour, and that's not normal. It was like almost storm with the fire that was blowing the fire, propelling the fire along, drove everyone to the water. It's ridiculous. I lost my thought. But anyway, I think that's an opportunity for boots on the ground to help these people and to help them keep their land, because right now you've got developers, you've got all kinds of people with money that can just go in and just basically take that whole area from them, which is really the game plan. Okay?
Yeah.
It was really
because once you
you know that when a fire or natural disaster happens, they usually cut the power, right? They left all power on, electric on, stuff like that. All this stuff is fueling the fire. Oh, and it's funny how only in that area where the fire were the worst, that's the only area, strangely, where the signals, you know how they have the alarm, the sirens go off? Not one single siren. They all failed. Yep. So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take us off point, but
I'm a fan of the Hawaii 5-0 TV programs. The original is plus the reboot, but it sounds like there was an episode of the original Hawaii 5-0 where this mastermind criminal was trying to wipe out the sugarcane crops of the entire island of Hawaii. But of course, McGarrett and 5-0 got wind of it, and in the nick of time, they saved the day. But it sounds like an episode of Hawaii 5-0. Now, you know what? Now, if I were out there, which I'm not, I wouldn't take any money. If my ship burned down, it just burned down. I'm staying. Because essentially, once you take it.
Wait a minute, okay? You got people out there. They've been there their whole lives. They got
right.
Their businesses. They've got their homes, right? And everything was wiped out, and now they ain't got nothing. They can't even go in a hotel. No, they ain't got no insurance. They nothing. And so now they're in a very vulnerable position. I'm with you. I wouldn't take the money either. But people, when they're put in a desperate situation, okay, and they were all set up. And so you got people out here warning people and trying to put people on blast. It's that, you know, if they're approaching you to pay for your house, give us their name and the name of the company, their phone number, all of that, you know. And they're trying to scramble to educate the people and tell them, don't sell, we can recover, we'll rebuild, you know, and all of that. And that's why I think that it would be a wonderful opportunity to develop boots on the ground. And now do-it-yourself housing could come in and help a lot with these people.
That's true, because if you take money, and particularly if a group of people, and most people do go for the cash or whatever, if you do take the money and it's a significant amount of houses or that were burned down and beyond recognition, the developers come in, they're going to develop something that cash, whatever amount of cash that you got, will not be enough to afford you the new places that will be built.
And the housing is not going to come back anyway. They're going to take and make a resort out of it. They're going to make it a resort. They're going to make it a 15-minute city. It's really sad unless the people get together and stand their ground. if you're in the sound of my voice and you're in Hawaii and you're affected, don't sell. You can rebuild, even if they, even if you don't have insurance, you don't have anything like that. What people need to know is you are the currency. People are the currency. And you don't have
That's
to
true.
Have money, you need people. You go and get the people. Okay, you can take two people. You can have a problem, and you go and just talk to another people, and y'all will come up with a resolution. And you'll come up with the money without a dime. Nobody will have to spend a dime. You'll come up with the ideal way to generate it. L.A. and I do it all the time.
Right. Well, if you look at the history of let's say commerce of mankind. Okay, I mean, most of the world is basically really until really contemporary times. You know, we didn't need a bank. We didn't need an insurance company. You know, social capital. You know, I mean, the Amish and the Mennonite, they do it to this day. They do it to this day. You know, all right, I'll help you build my house. You help me build my house. I'll help you build a barn. All right, I'm a shoe cobbler. I make shoes for your family, and you got chickens, we'll get eggs. And, you know, now they do solar and, yeah, maybe it's so.
10 acres, I've got two, so go.
Right.
But people need to remember that they are the currency.
Right.
Cultivate relationships with people. And by that, I don't mean that they have to be all in your business and all in your decisions like that, but your skill sets and your assets and most definitely your thoughts. So as the man thinks, so is he. So he becomes.
Right. Right.
Don't ever forget that. Yeah.
Right.
Chris Collins has a new television channel on I Am Streaming. Is housing our people everywhere. And they will begin filming. We've got boots on the ground in Lanhaim, in Maui. And so there's going to be a charity concert, and doing a docuseries, a live action docuseries, if you will, in real time. And so that's going to be this weekend on I Am Streaming. So you can download the app, go to your Play Store, and search for I Am Streaming, and then click on the Hope channel and watch for the programming to appear. Yes. So welcome to I Am Streaming, Chris Collins. And Hope, housing our people everywhere.
All right, let's go to another caller here. Um, 458, your mic is open.
Here we go. This is Caller Caller Davenport, the old wolf with Alternative Public Radio International, senior executive producer.
I don't know what this is about. Anyway, 458, you might want to disconnect and call back because we can hardly hear you. 866 area, well, toll free, your mic is open.
Good morning. Good morning to Ron and LA this morning. And that was a friend of mine, James, I believe, or it was Phil, that you just unmiked. Phil is in Oregon where the fires are right now, and they've been dealing with a lot of emergency stuff up there. So that might have been what I think he was just, I think he had a bad connection was, but.
Yeah, he, if he called, hang up and call back, it might be a clear one.
Yeah. And then, yeah, of course, you know, there's probably.
All right, well, hold on. Before you move, now, what's going on? What's going on in Oregon? Because I'm not up on that. What's happening there?
Oh, man. It's bad up there. They had to evacuate out yesterday, and now because the smoke and everything is just so bad, and the heat, extreme heat. Last night, you know, at 10, 11 o'clock at night, it was so hot on these people. One gentleman had to be medevaced out yesterday. But, you know, there's issues going all over. But the thing is right now, miracles have been happening. I've been working this. This is the third day. It's actually my fourth day. But my third day today with our team working directly in Maui and on what to do and help the people. And, you know, we've had some straight up blessings because we have a meeting today with the organization. There's a charity on the island that has accumulated billions of dollars of land, and they have opened that land up for all the people, for us to build them homes in a nice part of the island and get back their native land where they put those people that were there. This was their land first, and we're putting them back on their native land. I think the first project's going to be 127 acres, and it's big enough to house everyone that lost a house in the fire. So there's a lot going on there. We have, you know, the first responders are doing an amazing job. And, you know, for everybody that's on the island, you know, they're turning boats away, okay? They're not getting the supplies. And the drinking water is not good. You can't bathe in it. So, you know, there's issues that need to be done. And the only way we can get anything there is drop ship it. I have a shipping container full of mattresses that I got yesterday that is, I'm working on getting it out there, even if I have to put it on a helicopter and drop it right there on the drop ship. I don't care. I'm trying to see if I can get the National Guard to use their C-130s and do some airdrops with material so I can start dropping material on the beach and they can start building homes. Just temporary ones for them to live in until we, you know, start developing this 127 acres here. But right now, they need help. And every little boat that's coming from the other islands bringing supplies, they're getting turned away. They are not making it there. And they're not transferring the food or water or anything else to the people either. So the only way they can get anything right now is airdrop. There's no ships going in. There's nothing. Now, and the funniest part is, I mean, we've got people on this call. There's other callers I know that are sitting in that area code. But, you know, yesterday when I see a response from someone from Poland, and then, you know, I hear them in a conversation say that, you know, we've got billions of dollars from your government, and these people can't even get water. They, you know, nobody, not even one time they've been talking about it. The president has not made one comment about Americans and what they're going through right now. He's on vacation. So, to me, this is a problem. So we've stepped up and we're claiming the problem. The people there, or their voices are going to be heard. There is a live documentary that them people are going to be heard. They're going to be seen. You're going to know what they're going through. But you know what? If you're going through it somewhere on this earth, that channel's for you too. Camera crews, fire them up. I want to see. So does everybody else. But I don't want it to be censored. I don't want it to be gruesome. Don't show me the gruesome and don't be disrespectful to another human. But it's the point of we need people to see what you are not looking at. And you need to hear it directly from the people, because if those were your brothers or sisters, aunts and uncles, grandmothers, grandfathers, you'd want them to get help. So to me, they are my brothers and sisters, all of them, and I'm going to help them. And I love it because I've got some wonderful, powerful people, amazing first response, just number one, top-notch people, and they're there doing it themselves without anybody. And they've been there since day one. They went 100 hours without a phone call. No one showed up. Not one person for 100 hours after that event started. You know, there really ain't no excuses except for you're either part of the solution or you are the problem. Right now, we need the world to step up. And their show is going. It's called Hope for Maui. We do have a new website that will be up. They're working on it right now, hopeformaui.org. We are doing concerts. They're looking to have one tomorrow. It is going to start. And we are going to continue to do these. But it's time. This is a fundraising awareness situation. And we're figuring out how can we get the material to them, and I need help. You know, anybody's allowed to make a donation. There's a tax write-off, but anything makes a difference right now. So, you know, somebody, I was able, a business gave me 200 mattresses in a shipping container, which he told me to either figure out shipping container. So I need to buy the shipping container, or I've got to use somebody that is going to let it ship over and back. It's just, to me, that's just wrong. I would rather just get the shipping container, but he will pay the shipping and all for it to get over there. But it was, my part was, is why go try to find somebody that would let me use the shipping container back and forth when I got one right here in my city I can buy. Buy the shipping container, fill it up, send it over there, leave the shipping container. Let them use it. But it's the point. What we send over there needs to be there so they can start to sustain themselves. But what we're setting up is there's job creation. These people are going to go to work. But they're going to start building homes for the other islands, and they're going to get all the homeless off the other islands. They're going to straighten this out. And they're going to do it themselves. This isn't, we ain't, not one bit of this has come from the government. The government's not doing it. These people are doing it. And everyone else that's out there trying to do it is being stopped. But we've got to work together. So reach out to us, hopeforhousing.org. Reach in. Let us know what you can do, what you want to do. We do have a volunteer paper that people can fill out. It is digital, just boom, it's easy. But it asks what you want to do. What can you do? You know, where's your strengths? But these are the commitments. And, you know, right now we need help. And we need artists. If you're a musician and you guys want to play, if you're a poet, if you've got NFTs, if anything that you do in an artistic way, we are looking for you. Because we're going to put it out here, and it's going to continue to be seen, and it can continue to change lives and do this. But right now, this is day 7. So 7 days and no ships, I don't need to see no more. And the thing is we've been there for 4. So We've been there. We got people on the ground. It's been there the whole time. But it's the point. They're easy. We need to do something. Yeah, that's where I'm at on that. But, you know, we do have other people on the phone lines that are working on this project as well. But, you know, some of them are fighting fires right here in America, you know, helping people, not necessarily fighting the fire because they were getting away from it.
You know, okay, we got 458 area code. Let's see. Their mic is open.
Yeah, this is Kyler Davenport, the lone wolf, known as Philip in my other name. My stage name is Kyler Davenport, lone wolf. Hello, Chris. Appreciate you, Chris, for everything you're doing. Man, you're great. You're wonderful. You're unbelievable, dude. You know, we're fighting this 28,000-acre fire up here. We've been evacuating for the last week. Very, very strange things are happening up here with direct energy weapons, the same thing that happened in Maui that the lady was talking about earlier. Those were all direct energy weapons. I have actual video of the direct energy weapons happening in Maui. That was all a part of Agenda 21, Agenda 30, to burn the natives out, to bring in the reset and the central banking digital currency, which will be there along with the social credit score and the smart cities agenda, which is coming to them, along with the quantum dot and the digital vaccine passport. She was exactly correct on all of that. And they are, you know, the brokers had a meeting with the council before, a month before this fire happened. They wanted to come in and buy all of that property up, and the natives said no. The chieftains there said no, we're not for sale. Well, okay, fine, we'll just burn you out then. We'll just grab some satellites from Elon Musk or whoever, 42,000 satellites he's launching, and we'll just burn you up. And that's what they did, just like they did in California. Same exact thing. I've got battalion chiefs who are direct witnesses to the direct energy weapons that burned up California because they wanted to put that new smart train in and smart cities. So it's the same situation. It's all sabotage. It's all a part of the depopulation effort. It's all a part of Agenda 21, Agenda 30, and the reset with Klaus Schwab and Harara and the World Health Organization. So, yeah, it's all here, and it's all happening right now. And, Chris, I appreciate you. I appreciate the host of this show for what you all are doing and how you're educating and informing the people. But everybody needs to be informed that these are not acts of God. These are not natural occurrences. This is pure sabotage, pure murder, pure eugenics, and pure depopulation agenda from the deep state. This is not an accident. And these people are going to get what they want because they have unlimited capital, and I mean unlimited in the trillions. So, and they have the power. They have their own armies, their own special forces. They have their own economic hitmen, and they've got the money to buy off any chieftains in Hawaii that want to make, you know, rebuild. They'll just hand them a couple of $1 million, and they'll say, okay, fine, whatever you guys want to do, and that's what's going to happen. But I hope Chris gets to go north to the other islands, and I hope he gets to rebuild there. I'm sure he can because I know Chris is strong. He's working with me. We've been evacuating people here for the last week. Chris knows how hot and sick we are right now. I'm barely able to talk. I'm standing here now in the midst of the smoke on this massive lake looking. I can't hardly see my hand in front of my face. But, yeah, we're doing a lot of things here, too. We've got a food pantry that's empty. We've got times 12. We're doing a food drive all this week for all the churches and all of the outreach centers. Their food pantries are empty. Very few people are giving right now. Very few donations are coming in right now. We've got a crisis team. I'm the trauma team director for the police, fire, and emergency medical disaster respite team here in the Northwest. And we have a nonprofit organization, Destiny Global Communications Network, 501c3. And we're doing everything we can here, and we're doing everything we can to work with Chris. And Chris is a blessing to work with us because we have a mother we're trying to protect. No place to stay except the 32-foot command unit, which Chris knows we're struggling right now. So Chris is trying to help us. I won't mention it on the air what he's doing with that because I don't have permission. But we love you all. We love all of you that's here. You're wonderful people, and you're really striving and working hard to overcome this diabolical, nefarious agenda of the dark state and the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. And, you know, we've got Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. We got indictments out for them. I'm on the world court, formed a new world court. I was a judge on the world court common law for a year. We've got indictments out. I think Nancy Pelosi's going to jail. We know that Joe is probably going to be impeached, Joe Biden, for taking $57 million that I'm looking at here on my computer now that they've stolen and sold all of our secrets in America here to China and Russia. And that's about all I have to say. I just love you all so much, and I'm here to do anything with our 27 platforms and our radio station for you all. We will promote everything you all are doing to the hilt. Just let Chris know, any of you out there, pass it to Chris. I won't do anything without his permission. Chris is my mentor, my friend, and I love you, brother.
I love you too, Phil. You know, I just want you guys to stay safe, but I wanted you to meet L.A., and I'm glad that you were on the show today. Thank you.
All right, let's take another caller here from 307 area code. Your mic is open. 307, mic is open.
Good morning, L.A. This is Dr. T. I've been on the show a few times. I work with Chris in building communities, and I just wanted to share a resource as we look at the individuals in Oregon as well as in Maui. A few years back, I developed a system to house and retrieve critical documents. And I, you know, just think about all of the critical documents, insurance papers, residence papers, the documents in for you, Lone Wolf, as well. You know, your mom's eligibility documents, all of those documents are either burned up and or inaccessible. And I just wanted to share that we do have a resource to get those documents back in the hands of the people, and I just wanted to share that. Again, you can either reach out to Chris, myself, at newhopeadvocacy.org to get some help getting those critical documents back to you. It's going to take a group of people, so if there's anybody out there that wants to participate, volunteer to get these documents for these people, please, again, reach out to me. And thank you for sharing. Thank you for this platform. And I want to shout out to Ms. Robin Lynn and everyone else on the show. I'll lend my mic there.
Okay. All right. Any other, Chris or Robin, any other comments for today?
Hi, Dr. T. Thank you for coming on the show. Good to hear from you. I will call you soon. And you know you can call me anytime, too. And shout out, I want to give another shout out to Chris Collins for welcome to I Am Streaming. We launched his channel yesterday. Both housing our people everywhere. You want to tell everyone a little bit about that? What's coming up this weekend?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'm so excited, you know, to have that opportunity. And I'm really excited to have cameras and in Ground Zero. No more censorship. I'm really so elated. I haven't even mentioned this, but, you know, it's just, this is a time for people. Not about what you want others to do so that you can have. What are you doing so they can? And right now, I am watching selfless acts of kindness to people that they'll never meet. But realize you don't know what's going on. How many thousands of acres are burning in Oregon right now? Why is my friend standing in the smoke? This should not be. And I want to get him hooked up with that studio so that you can see. Because he will tell you. And he don't talk anything as far as smack. He will give you nothing but fact. So it ain't about a conspiracy. It's about you and me. And we can change the world. But me, I can't. I've been fighting it too long. And I'm swinging away. And I'm awful strong. But for some reason, I'm doing it wrong. Because I'm doing it alone. So wherever you are, if you're hearing this, let us know what's going on around you as well. Because I don't know. I promise you they're not telling me. So let's keep it out here. Let's let people know. And I love the fact that we got a TV show. And I've got one. And these people are doing their least. What is yours? Share it with me. And I'll show up with the film. And you will see. What you got going on, others will too. I hope that you will receive this clue. Gave you a little spoken word from Chris Collins today. Lifts your life and shows you a new way. Because everything you'll do.
Oops. Don't play this world. Chris, you still it? I thought it was finished. it's called drop. I didn't drop it, but he, sorry about that, Chris. All right, well, on that note, he did finish up on spoken word, I guess. Everyone, it's lunchtime. Have a good day.